we are closing. We're closing right now. I promise. Don't be afraid, for I am with you. Don't be dismayed. It's like don't be afraid. It's similar. I am your God. I will strengthen you. Yesterday I was telling the man who was sitting down here, and I said that his birthday is 2nd February, and I told him I will send him Momo 100 cedis to buy kebab and drinks and things. Do you remember that, man? And I told him he doesn't believe me. But I made him a promise, missionable. Say birthday, no, birthday, 2nd February, And when you are making a promise, you say, I will send you Momo. And God here is making a promise and saying, telling you that He will be your God. So don't be afraid. He said, I will help you. I don't like in the verse. I will make you strong. I will help you. When you say uphold, you see, sometimes the uphold is two words. It's up and hold. So what does it mean? Like, you hold a person up. I will hold you up. And when God holds you up, one of the things that happens is that meaning say brofono, you are not paying attention. But say OTA brofono America. OTA brofono America. OTA. Unpay brofono. Quetri. Unfimi. Unkombevi. Number one, the promises, they are in the Bible. Number two, the people you must follow, they are in the Bible. And so, if you also want to get the promises that God has made, there's a song like that. I got my victory in you. Oh, coming home. Timinsuro. Debbie. Oh, coming home. That's it. I am with you. And Timinsuro. Don't be afraid. Oh, you have not seen it. The person is singing the song. He's saying what God has said. The person who sang the song on him said, Nyankupon can home because Nyankupon aka chen is said. There's a part of the song. Atu Hose. Woman amotun yom lumus on Muntunk and Twasso. You know, only the Munjami. Now mean that Yamia say, Menchian Yamianka. Why am I defeat? Oh, David. Untin Yumunda. You're not in Ghana. And you see, let me just, I'm closing, but let me tell you something. All of you children, who go church, na say, to you, na say, unum, to siyato. Don't make any one have a jufo, oh, by the way, me, to. Me, I was singing a very simple song. I thought it was a very simple song. You can't sing the song. How many means are, so what song do you sing in church?
Yes.
Promises in the Bible. The people you must follow, the Bible. So, you must find a way to make the quiet time, it must work. Am I talking to myself? Am I talking to you? And I'm saying that branch pastors, after church, see me. Yes, because I told you something earlier that you cannot condemn these children. You can't condemn these children. Somebody said to a state worse than your state. Because I know that you know Kasano, quite time Nankasano, one Kasano. Yen can your bedroom. Hi a pine home. Yen can your pine home. Yes, but one of the things that I have determined to do is that even in my own life, the things that I have even not began to experience in my life. More than everything else, I dream for the children I am pastoring to experience it. Am I preaching to somebody here? And I'm talking to you people. I am pastoring J Church. J Church in my church is 10 years to 12 years. And right now, the dream I have right now, that the 10-year-olds and 12-year-olds in my church, I'm going to teach them how to cast out devils. What am I saying, making sense to you? Huh? It's not Mark 16, 15, and 16. These signs shall follow them that believe. In my name, they shall cast out devils. So if you have born again children in the church, what must be? They must be casting out devils for a hobby. They must, like, what's your hobby? Casting out devils. I enjoy casting out devils. It's my hobby. When I am bored, I go around looking for devils so that I can cast them out. You must have high dreams for these people, these small people. And the foundation of it, this is it. Even for, the Bible says, thy word have I hid in my heart. So how can a young man, how can a child keep with you? So if you have children in your church, especially branch pastors who don't have a safe church, you have your in your church, your children and the grown-ups all come to church on Sunday. I want to beg you that you will create another day where you will meet the children alone, whether it's the Basenta meeting or whatever it is, and teach them about Joseph, teach them about Moses, one of the greatest prophets that ever lived. Reverend Noah, am I saying something bad? Am I going into the bush? Is what I'm saying, is it bad or something? I'm telling you something. You see, you know why I'm telling you this thing? We are closing, we are in the dying embers of the game. That's what the commentators say, dying embers of the game. We are closing the conference right now. And there is not anything else, there is not much else I can add to what I have thought. But what I have thought, it needs to be solidified, established. And the people I can leave that work to are the ones that are talking to. Your children must know who Moses is. Sorry. How was he born? What happened when he was born? What's your name? Kovna. Do you know Moses? Eh? You know Moses? He comes from where? He's from where? Where do you know him? Eh? Moses. You know Moses? He's from which church? He's from which church? How about? Is he the only one? Do you know Pharaoh? Do you know Aaron? Do you know Miriam? They don't know Moses. Ah! They don't know Moses. How can you know Moses? You know Moses, you don't know Pharaoh, you don't know Aaron, you don't know Miriam. How do you know Moses? Oh, there's a Moses in his area. And my papa told her. Are you in a church? Are you in a church?
Yes.
But for the rest of the children, I'm going to teach you something very short. I'm going to teach you some powerful effects of quiet time, and I'm going to pray for you. Okay, so I pray for you. I'm going to pray for you. I'm going to pray. You see, bring your piano down a little. When I was 14 years old and I became born again, I listened to my story. This is my story. Hey, pay attention. I was 14 years old and I became a Christian. And I became a Christian. I didn't become born again. Hey, don't do that. I didn't become born again in church. I was born again at home. So, somebody gave me a cassette or something to listen to preaching. I listened to the preaching. The man preached. And when he finished, he said that if you want to give your life to Christ, pray, bow your heads and pray. And I was at home in the living room alone. So I sat on the center table. And I was facing the thing which was playing the message. And then he said, pray. And I prayed a prayer after the man. And me alone and the thing, I became born again. Have you heard some before? That's how I became born again. So, now, you see that in church, when you become born again, you come to the front. Then you, and I'm going to pray for some people to become born again before we go home. We come to the front. Then they will say, have you seen that man? Oh, Papa, now, Jina, now, why is that saying no? Oh, Papa, no, general answer say no. Some people, you don't do it maybe only in the cathedral you do it like that. In the branch you do it like that. But maybe Jinachi or any sase, or any sase. Oh, huh. Dinechi, Mundinechi now, or never cast. So, mean there was nobody in church. When you do that, the man will tell you, huh, now that you are born again, I am bra, sorry. So, what's some bra, so many things, Bible, was okay, can you Bible? I think so, no. I was saying, huh. But me, I was alone in the room. So, when I finished praying the prayer and I became born again, I didn't know what else to do. There was nobody there. I didn't know what else to do. Hey, you are disturbing me. But I had a Bible, the small one. The small one. You know the small Bible? The small Kitwa, Bible Kitwa. Are you in the church? Yes, I had it. And I started to read it every day. Every day. Every day. Every day. After some time, me who say, now I feel me, it's a son. It's a son. It's a son. Because me sorry, I'm a partner, say me kanya. One day, I was reading the Bible in the morning, and I saw inside the Bible, be angry, but in your anger, do not sin. I say, hey, what kind of anger that you are angry? Anger, when you are angry, with you be at them. Umo be assume. That's how you show that you are angry. And I want to ask you, what kind of anger that you are is like, you can be angry. No, you be angry, oh, you can be angry, oh, but ubufua, men ya boni. look at the verse, I was now thinking, how will I manage to be angry and not sin? And those days when I became a born again Christian, I used to take every verse and to experiment it. What was it? You understand? Experiment it. So, like when I go to class, and then somebody is doing something is annoying, then I remember, be angry. But in your anger, do not sin. So instead of counting, what are the possible sins you can commit when you are angry? Number one, at the MDDA. That one comes first. And I'm not the only bad person in the world. Yes, and then number two, fight. If you're a boy, but the boy, when we get him, we can fight. So, the day the anger came, and I remember the verse. I remember where I was. I was sitting in class. Do you like stories? I'm closing. I'll tell you. I mean, I like telling stories. I was in class. I was in secondary school. I was in class. And then, we're in a class. We had a roaster for cleaning the class. Okay. And we came to class that morning. And our class had not been cleaned. It was dirty. So the class prefect said, and then the names were pasted on the wall by the board. So the class prefect said, the class is dirty. Who are those who are sweeping today? So he went to the paper and then looked through the days and said, that day, you know, instead of mentioning out the names. And you know whose group was on duty? It was my group. My group. So he was mentioning the names, and you see me, I don't like sweeping because when dust enters my nose, like if I sweep and dust enters, I'll become sick. I'll be sneezing and coughing and coughing. See, in the class, I arrange the chairs. Somebody will sweep. I arrange the chairs and other things. So he was mentioning names. Mentioning this person. He mentioned my name. I said, I know. It's okay. Then he mentioned names again. And I said, it's okay. Then he mentioned the name again. I said, how many times will you mention the name? We know that we are the ones going to sleep. Then the guy asked me, he was a very tall guy. The class prefect was tall. He was a very tall guy. And when I was in secondary school, see, right now I'm even taller. When I was in secondary school, I was very small. So then he said, I will mention it again. What can you do? Do you understand what I'm saying? My heart was angry. Then I remembered that you can be angry, but in your anger, do not sin. What I'm saying is that a daily quiet time, it has some powerful effects that it has on a person. And if you have quiet time, what to make in kind of Bible, they be out me, what to be. A sorry, no, but I can kind Bible where I'm missing monkey kind. No, a bombire. Obe who no? Now what's that? Obia or Eremu was say, Obe at the deep. But a bit do remember. Who cry Obe jai? Now who's Obe jai? One Jimmy so amen. Okay, let me just tell you the thing because you're looking at my face. Like, number one. Okay, I'm just telling you, some powerful effects, some, because I don't think that will be. We have a few more minutes to close. Oh yeah, by time, I bet you will die. By time, no kind of Bible and Obebia, Empire and Obebia. That's all to us, where yeah, I bet you will die. Number one, it will prevent hurts and reduce pain. In this life, it will a daily quiet time prevents hurts and reduces pain in this life. John 8:12. You see what I was telling you when I was standing here. I'm telling you that we have lost money, we have gotten into trouble because we made the wrong choice. And if you compare, see this line here. This line here is present. This line here is future. No, apart from this man, who knows Moses? Doesn't know. This is. Are you listening to what I'm telling you? You are this line. You are present. Then the people behind you are the future. Are you here? I'm telling you. And if you start to do a daily quiet time today, what happens is that every day, the Bible says Jesus spoke again to the people, and he said, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness. Darkness means you don't know what to do. Darkness means, come, let me show something. What's your name? Maxwell. Maxwell. Maxwell, can I trust you? I can trust you. You are sure? I can trust you. Okay, close your eyes. You are walking to the door on the other side. Don't open your eyes. Now go. Don't cheat though. Turn right. Turn left. Go. Have you opened your eyes? Okay, go. Go. What is happening? What is happening to him? Stop. What is happening to him? What is happening to him? What do you think is happening to him? Good soil for the word that you have planted. We declare that every seed that is sown into our hearts will do well. It will bear fruit some 30 times, 60 times, and even 100 times in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray for every child who is here today, and I prophesy that no child in this hall today, no child who was here yesterday, will fall away from the faith in the name of Jesus. We will not hear any evil news concerning any child who has come here these last 2 days in the mighty name of Jesus. No child who is here today will become a homosexual in the mighty name of Jesus. We mark every child here right now with the blood of Jesus. We seal them with the Holy Spirit, and we are asking the Lord, the thing that you have said, that no eye has seen, nor ear heard, neither has entered into the heart of man, that you have prepared for every one of us who are in this room. Lord, may we see it come to pass with our eyes in the name of Jesus. May every good thing you have planned, purpose for us, come to pass in Jesus' name. I pray every child will grow and turn out well in Jesus' name. Every child will grow up well in the name of Jesus. No child will be wayward in Jesus' name. Every child will become what you have purposed for them to become. I prophesy apostles. I prophesy prophets. I prophesy evangelists, pastors and teachers who are coming out from among these children. Great men and great women of God. Great men who change the world in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray no child who is here, who is coming from a humble background, will continue to be in a humble background. I declare that you will lift everybody who is here up to a higher place in the mighty name of Jesus. A higher place in Jesus' name. A higher place in the name of Jesus. A higher place in the name of Jesus. And I pray, Father, everything we could not do before, lift your hands up and just begin to receive the power of the Holy Spirit to do what you could not do before. What you could not do before. Anything you couldn't do before. Couldn't pray before. You couldn't read your Bible before. You could even I pray that somebody will receive supernatural ability to read. They couldn't read before, but they can read supernaturally. Receive it in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Now I pray for you. Whatever you could not buy before, because you could not afford it, you can afford it now in Jesus' name. I say you can afford it now in the name of Jesus. The Bible says, my God shall supply all my needs according to his riches in glory through Christ Jesus. All your needs are supplied in the name of Jesus. Your amen is not good. All your needs are supplied in the name of Jesus. According to God's riches in glory, all your needs are supplied in Jesus' name. Whatever you couldn't afford before, which is a good thing, you can afford it now in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. We thank you. We are praying for the outpouring of the Holy Spirit to continue in our churches. Every branch that is represented here, may we hear stories of great revivals happening among the young people and the children in those churches. We are praying for the Holy Spirit to move greatly in those churches, to move greatly in those churches, in the mighty name of Jesus. May we hear news of children doing great and mighty things in Jesus' name. Lord, we thank you. We thank you. As we go home, Lord, bless us. Bless all of us. The Bible says the blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich. Lord, bless us. And let your blessings make us rich. In the mighty name of Jesus. We pray that by the grace of God, when we meet here next year, every bill we were not able to pay this year, why some people could not come, all those bills are paid for supernaturally next year. In the name of Jesus. Whatever financial state we are in today, Father, we declare that you will lift us up many times over in the mighty name of Jesus. A year by this time, what we can afford today, we can afford 10 times that in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Now we're going to thank God. Not just thank him. Thank him for what you have heard. Thank him for the blessing you have received. Thank him for what he has done here. Thank you for what he will continue to do in every branch as we go away. What the Holy Spirit will do in every branch. The outpouring of the Holy Spirit. Children are going to see visions. Children will have dreams. God will speak to them. The manifestation of the Holy Spirit is happening in every church among the young people. Children will cast out devils and do great things. Thank God for this, all these things. God himself will do it. God himself will do it. Lord, we thank you. Lord, we thank you. We give you praise in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you in Jesus' name for all the things we have heard here these 2 days. Thank you for every blessing that you have poured on us that we cannot see, but we can feel as a blessing that you have poured on us. Thank you for every child, every person, every teacher, every person who has been in this conference hearing your word over and over and over again. In these 2 days, thank you that we are going out of this place a blessed people. A blessed people. Everybody is blessed. Everybody is blessed. And we thank you for all of those blessings. And we pray, Lord, what you have begun, continue it and finish it in our lives. We give you praise. We give you all the glory. In the mighty name of Jesus, we have prayed. And everyone shout a loud amen. Shout a louder amen. And put your hands together one more time for the Lord. Powerfully. God bless you. You may take your seat. Amen. All right. I want us to take our last offering. Is it a good idea? Is it a good idea? So look in your pocket. All the money you have left in your pocket. Bring all out. Bring all the money out. Look in your bag, your pocket. Maxwell. Look in your pocket. There's no money in your pocket. There's money in your pocket. No money. Wow. Lift your offering now. We have closed. This is the last offering. Oh, you don't believe me that we have closed? Come on, because I'm young porn. Yeah, porn. Now lift your offering up. Let's pray. Only three people want to be blessed. See, every offering you are giving in this church, this conference, in. It is giving you the power to say, oh, it's a good price. Oh, everybody say, oh, it's a good price. So when you ask them, what is that? This thing is how much? They will say, $1,000. Then you will say what? Oh, it's a very good price. Oh, you don't like what I'm saying? Yeah, the offering you are giving in this conference, it is giving you the power. Because one day very soon, you will put your hand in your pocket like this and open your wallet and count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, $100 notes, 10 of them, and dash to somebody. Just dash it to somebody. Yes. So the offering is not a small offering. Lift it up. Let's pray. Father, we believe in your promises. And your promise says, close your eyes. You, when we are praying, you like to open your eyes. Why? You are from where? Don't do that. Close your eyes. Your promise says, the one who sows sparingly, he reaps sparingly. The one who gives generously, he reaps bountifully. Your promise also says, we give, it will be given to us. Pressed down, shaking together, running over. You will send people to bring to us. And so as we give our last offering here in this conference with our hands lifted up, Lord, we are receiving, giving back to us in the next few weeks, next month, the end of the year. We are experiencing people giving to us. People are giving to us. People are giving to us. And we will be able to have this testimony to say $1,000 is a good price. We will not be afraid again. Any amount of money that is mentioned, it will not scare us. Because you are our God. And you are not in need. And you can give us many times, many, many, many times over what we can ask you, what we can think. Thank you for the testimonies that are coming out of here. In the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, and we give you praise. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, so I want to see. So you are giving 50 cities or 20 cities or 10. Come and put it inside. Anybody has anything like that? But the money is finished. Akas Yamwa. Yes, somebody is coming. 50, 20, 10. 50, 20, 10. Put it inside. There's somebody is afraid of giving the offering. You are afraid that You may walk home. Don't be afraid. Come and put it inside. Don't be afraid. But if $1,000 square, you are saying it's a good price. What about 20 cities? It's nothing. 50, 20, and 10. I didn't say 100. Somebody will give you money. Yes. You're not even expecting it, but somebody will give it to you. One of the ways you know that God is blessing you is when people are dashing you money. You see, like, you want to hear a story? Should I tell another story? So I heard it from somebody. He said that somebody's father had died, and they were having a main can story. No? Somebody's father had died, and they were doing a funeral. So they organized a funeral and everything. People had come. Then the person whose father had died, his friend came to him and said, "Oh, collect this 100,000 cedis and use to buy water for the guests." Do you know 100,000 cedis? The old currency is what? 1 billion. 1 billion Ghana cedis. His friend said, collect this 100,000 and use to buy water for the funeral guests. He not told you a true story. Then the one who was doing the funeral said, "Oh, it's okay. We have paid for everything. We have paid for the drink. It's okay. Keep your money." Then the one who was giving the money said, "Oh, it's from my heart. You're my friend. You collect it." Then the one who was giving the money said, then the one who was giving the funeral said, "Oh, it's okay." He said, "Oh, we don't need it. Everything is okay. You just keep it." Then the one who was giving the money said, he was getting annoyed. He said, "Ah, you're my friend. I'm just using it to buy water." Do you know 100,000 Ghana cedis? 1,000 cedis. 100. 1 billion cedis. The guy who doing the funeral said, "We don't need it." May something like that happen to you. Because always you are the one giving. You don't know that people give to people can also give. But I'm saying that from this conference, may the experience change. May people be giving to you. Yes. Money. Like, Charlie, collect this 2,000. Collect 2,000. I was sitting down having my quiet time, and I'm crying. Say, "Me no kasa ya che." Mumu na mane cry di end. We are na. Okay. Ping. 10,000 cedis. Somebody's receiving it too. Somebody's receiving it in the church. You see, I'm close, but let me tell something. The prayer I'm praying, in order for God to make you stop becoming afraid of the amount, you must receive the amount some. Then it makes you stop becoming afraid. So receive 100,000. Sorry, one. It's a mistake, but 100,000 cedis. That's what I was going to say. My mind was not saying 100,000. My mouth said, maybe it's prophetic. Receive 100,000 cedis. I don't know what you'll do with it, but receive it. And I want you to believe that if we are an army of hard followers and we are following people who have inherited from us, you look at the kind of life. You know, I didn't have time to preach what I wanted to preach because of circumstances. But one of the guys that you must watch out for is a guy called Jacob. Yeah. Because he went somewhere with only one stick in his hand. But when he was coming back, he came back with two companies of prosperity. Yeah. He was dusted rough when he was coming. And those are the people we are following. And so, may you inherit the promises just like how those you are following have inherited the promises. But I don't have time today, so we have to close. But let me tell you one last thing about Jacob. A And I'm praying it one also. Let's I'm praying for the grown-ups. You see? Bring your volume down a little. You see, this is because I like talking a lot. My phone, last one. I mean, come every day, I'm in control. One day, Jacob was working for his boss. And his boss was cheating him. So he was looking for a way. And then he had a dream. In the dream, an angel was standing up in heaven. And the angel told him to look up. When he looked up, he saw something. And that something gave him some wisdom. So he came and told his boss, okay, don't pay me again. But from today, let's take all the animals that have spots and things that don't have spots, that are plain color. Let's remove all of them. They are for you. Let's take them away. The ones with spots and speckles, those ones with lines, black and white, they'll be for me. So if the animals give birth and they have this dot, they'll be for me. And the ones that are plain color, they'll be for you. And then they remove all the black and white away. And then so now, Jacob was looking after his master's animals, plain color. But you see, because of the thing he saw in the dream, he found a secret. When the animals give birth, they'll be black and white, thick. When they give birth again, they'll be black and white, thick. When they give birth again, they'll be black and white, thick. His boss's animals were not increasing. His boss's animal, male and female, plain color. When they give birth, black and white, then he will take. Then they will give birth again, plain color. When they give birth, black and white, then he will take. So they kept giving birth, and he was taking. Before he realized, he was rich. May an angel open heaven to show you a secret. That will turn you into a rich man suddenly. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Oh, don't like such things. Yeah, I want such things. An angel said, when you wake up, I know what to do. When he was going back, the man said, yeah, I was stolen from you. I said, stolen was from you. It was an agreement. Maybe it's black and white, but it's for me. That's all. He used the man's male and female animals to become rich. When he was living, the man's animals were the same number, but he had plenty. To happen to you also. Just believe it. In the name of Jesus. Alright. Any other offering you have? 4 cedis, 3 cedis, 2 cedis, 1 cedi. All. Bring it. Bring all to the front. Coins. Everything. Bring all. 4, 3, 2, 1. Everything. All. Bring all. God bless you. Yes. If you have an envelope also, I gave it to you yesterday. And you have brought it and it's with you. Don't forget and take it home. Bring it also. Bring the envelope also. You have your envelope with the money in it. This special envelope, it will bring you a special blessing. Yes. When it comes, send me a text and tell me the testimony. A special blessing is coming to somebody. In the name of Jesus. Only believe. LP Alele will say, only believe. Only believe. Hallelujah. Is it all finished? Coins, all the coins have also come. Coins have come. Everybody has come. Okay. Are you ready to close? All right. Put your hands up for Jesus. And I want us to put our hands up for the Lord for making this conference possible. Again. My prayer is that all the work that we must go home and do before we come again, the work will be done. Teachers will do their work. Pastors will do their work. Children will do their work. And when we meet again next time, we'll be very happy. And next time when you are coming, bring somebody. Bring a notebook, bring a pen to write in. Is that a good idea? Is that a good idea? All right, and I want to put our hands together also for Bishop Chris, who allowed us to come here again 2 times. Okay. I mean, afternoon, when I was coming back inside, he called me and he said that he was not hearing what was going on. I said, everything is going on well. You shouldn't worry. So he's been checking to see that everything is going on well. And so I am grateful to him for allowing us to come here. It's a privilege, I don't say. It's a privilege that we can come here again. I want to put our hands together also for Reverend Noah. Okay, now we are in a church. I saw the children pouring water and things in his church. But he's not annoyed. He's happy in the church. He's not annoyed that they are pouring water here. You get it? And it's not some people's church, you cannot do that. When you can say the children's church, they should go somewhere. They should come to the main hall. Do you understand it? But he has allowed us to come here. And we are happy. Are you not happy to be here? They put your hands together for Reverend Noah for allowing us into his church. Alright. And I want us to put our hands together also for LB Adelaide, who has been giving us rice and stew to eat. Rice and stew. Yes. This evening, he said she'll give us rice and stew this evening. She'll give us rice. Clap for LB Adelaide for giving us rice and stew. We are very happy. And then I want us to put our hands together also for all the pastors who brought the children. Okay. All the pastors who brought the children. And I feel that there is a certain special reward for you for bringing them here. You get it? Bringing them to Jesus. There's a reward for bringing them to Jesus. And so clap for your pastors. Yeah, they gave you food to eat. They paid your bus fare to come here. God bless all the pastors. God bless all the pastors. There's Kotechi is here. Beposo is here. Where again is here? Jema is here. Apisika is here. Babato is here. Penye means Peni. Benye Misa is here. And you're not clapping for all the places that are here. Is there a difference between Jema and Jema Kwanta? Are they two different places? Jema Kwanta is also here. Jema Kwanta is here. And Jema is also here. Clap for them for coming. But this year, we didn't see Jatokra and Dawa number 2 didn't come. Jatokra, are they on the way going to the Sintamale? Or where are they? Going to Tamale? Eh? All those Kra people, they didn't come this time around. What happened? Their money is finished. May they receive money to come next time. Amen. God bless all of you for all the things that you have done. Organizing the people to come. Okay. And then I want us to put hands together also for this man. This man, he has tried, but he said he's learning. He's learning, but we can hear the preaching. So God bless you. God bless you, people. You didn't come yesterday. I'm not happy with you, but God bless you for coming today. I'm not happy with you. You didn't come yesterday. Okay. All right. So before I give the microphone to LP Adelaide, I came with 3 people instead of the normal. I came. You can see the people have changed. So Martin is at the door. Give us a wave. And then Lawrence is by the camera. Lawrence, give us a wave. That's Lawrence. And then George is on the other side also. Okay. I came with him from Massey. Lawrence hasn't come to Kintampo before. So he's like a tourist. It's the tourist here for him. So yes. And he has been eating LP Adelaide's this thing. Fried rice and other things. So he's very happy here. So, until I see you again next year, by the grace of God, this has been Strong Christian Conference, Kintampo 2024. Please, put your hands together. Let's welcome LP Adelaide.